Before we listen prayerfully to God's word, I invite you to quiet yourself in the presence of the one who knows you, sees you, and loves you. In your body, take a posture that best expresses your longings, your needs, and your receptivity to God right now. Perhaps you're sitting, or kneeling, or even lying face down. Perhaps your hands are open, or maybe they're clasped together. In the quiet, take a few deep breaths of preparation for prayer. Inhale the love and grace of God. Exhale any resistance to God's love and grace. For this opening reading of the scripture text, listen to the overall movement of it. Ask the Lord for the grace to hear it as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Our scripture reading today is Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10. Listen to God's word. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. As you hear the scripture a second time, listen for a word or phrase that seems to choose you, something that comes into bolder print than the rest. Don't strive to figure out which word or phrase that is. Just receive whatever comes. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Offer to God whatever you're noticing as you ponder a word or phrase from the text. How has the Spirit brought this scripture to life for you? How are you being called to respond? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. In the quiet, simply rest in the presence of God. No words are necessary. Simply enjoy this place of communion with the God who loves you. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.